95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I was in such an amazing mood for about 3.5 minutes this morning.
I got a text from you, and I could tell that you were very excited.
Actually got thunder and some rain today.
It's sunny.
Bright sunshine. It makes no sense.
It rained and you got thunder?
Yeah, but in Burbank and certain parts of the valley.
We almost never get thunder.
I know. Thunder's so rare.
I love thunder.
And I thought to myself, holy cow, I really do like this kind of weather. I need to move underneath it somewhere, I guess. Because I was like...
Maybe for your retirement.
Yeah.
You'll wake up every day, it'll be miserable.
Yeah, right on.
Misery, love
it. I understand it. All right, so next week, I'll go ahead and move somewhere for my retirement. That'll be awesome.
Next week? Oh, yeah. Seems early, but okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get to it as soon as possible.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, but coming up on the show, we're going to explain the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl game.
Oh, nice.
They're naming a bowl game after him.
Wow.
Which is bizarre.
That's massive.
But the sponsors lately have been absurd, so why not?
Why not? Well, that's better than the Joe Blow whatever blah 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 bank like it usually is.
Yes, true.
You know?
True.
I hate that.
Savings and load.
Magic can happen. I'll explain that to you.
That's
a bizarre story.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's an animal story, and it's an odd report.
Well, considering magic can happen, we do have Disney four packs to give away. Yeah, I got the Jam of the Day coming up sometime.
Which is?
Sometime between 4 and 5. A really wonderful song.
Called?
That I enjoy a lot. That
by the name of?
Rock and Roll All Night by some band called Kiss.
All right.
Yeah.
That's easy enough to remember.
Is it?
The Bee Gees are coming out. I'm sorry, the Bee Gees. The Foo Fighters are coming out with a Bee Gees cover album.
Yeah!
A whole album.
All right,
for Record
Dave.
Store Day. I believe it's only on vinyl.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I think.
That's cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And what other rock bands do you think could do disco covers or have done disco covers?
I'll tell you one that I bet would never take on would be AC/DC. You know, they don't ever do any like ballads or anything, so they'd be like, disco! Not happening!
There's a rolling blackout that might happen today if we don't use less electricity.
That's fun.
And people think you're a weirdo because?
Because they can see and hear.
They experience you.
Yes.
And our 1 second of nonstop rock is worth $5,500.
Wow!
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
This be cheap trick. Light up the fire. Dude, you happen to hear the news about Richard Blade, our former co-worker. British dude. What? Richard Blade, you know.
Love him.
Yeah, really nice guy.
Yeah.
He's getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Is that right?
Yeah, just announced today. He didn't even know they had put him in for consideration on his birthday this year.
Is that right?
Yeah, and boom, he got a call out of the blue today and like, hi, we're going to put you on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Is he sure that's not a prank call?
No, I didn't call him at home. No, but I mean, that is so cool.
No, that's great.
Yeah, I'm so happy for him. He's such a great guy. So congratulations, Richard Blade.
Speaking of friends, mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel is now going to have a bowl named after him. Now, I don't know.
Like that kind of bowl?
Man. You probably don't watch these at the end of the season. Generally in college football, there's a bunch of bowls.
Oh, sure. Yeah. The Sugar Bowl, the whatever bowl.
So they started having, you know, sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the Allstate Sugar Bowl and the Hyundai Sun Bowl and then the AutoZone Liberty Bowl.
Man, you know, come on.
And then the Quick Lane Bowl.
Quick Lane.
And then the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And then AutoNation Cure Bowl.
Nope.
No?
No.
Famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Utah.
Tax Slayer Gator Bowl.
Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. That sounds dangerous. I think I want to go to that one. Can
and
I choose?
The Cheez-It Bowl.
Cheez-It!
Now I'm in.
Cheez-It, it's the cops.
So apparently there's going to be a college football bowl at SoFi Stadium here.
Right.
Named after Jimmy.
No way.
This is from his show last night.
Get out of here.
You know, there are few American traditions more exciting than a college football bowl game. It is the tradition, the pageantry, and most significantly, the sponsor names. There are so many memorable, colorful names. The R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, the RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl, the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl, the Lending Tree Bowl, the Cheez-It Bowl. The list goes on and on. So, and ever since I was 52, which was last year, I've dreamed of having a college football bowl game named after me. And tonight, I'm thrilled to announce that that dream is finally coming true. Let's go live now to the brand new and beautiful SoFi Stadium.
Here. Hold up. So what they do is they go to SoFi Stadium, and there's a drum line inside SoFi Stadium that's playing with Guillermo. Jimmy's sidekick,
who has
a giant bass drum with Jimmy's face on it, and he's just pounding it.
That's what's Los Angeles, which is now the site of the inaugural Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. That's right. That's the name of the bowl game. This is history in the making. Never before has a bowl game been named after a human being. And Papa John doesn't count. He's barely human. This is our drum line. This is the official drum line of the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. And you can see they're very talented. You also see that the bass drummer is looks a little bit like our missing security guard, Guillermo. Guillermo, I thought you were sick.
I cannot hear you.
I said,
there's too many drums.
Yeah, okay, all right. I guess he can't hear me. There's too many drums. But he does seem to be getting a lot of pleasure out of beating me across the face. And so that, well done, gentlemen and ladies. That this is not a joke. This is a real bowl game.
I love that he, of course, has to point out, no, this is not a joke. Of course. Not a bit. There's too many of those.
Yep.
Named after me. So mark your calendars for Saturday, December 18th, the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl here on ABC. It'll be, it's like an early Christmas gift for all of us. Right, Guillermo? Yes,
yes, Guillermo. Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Guillermo, how about you kick me a field goal for good luck?
Uh-oh. Okay, Jimmy, whatever you say.
Oh, look at that.
So he sets up on the 10 or 20-yard
line. You are attempting a 20-yard field goal. This will set the tone for everything. We all believe in you, Guillermo. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Let's get the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl kicked off. Here we go. Give it a whack, Guillermo.
Ready?
Yes.
Oh. All right, now, it's just a grounder. Just, it just rolls.
Better than I would have done, probably.
You made it!
Yeah! I made it!
There you go. Right on the uprights.
That's insane, right?
It is insane.
Jimmy That's Kimmel Bowl.
So cool. That gentleman
it's
used
so
to just
weird.
Hang out
it's
at the
so
station.
It's so weird when you know
ago.
Somebody before they get famous.
Yeah.
Because he's just Jimmy. He's
yep.
just a goofball.
Yep.
And the fact that he's got a college bowl game named after him is awesome.
This is United States calling. Are we reaching?
It's so weird to her to be hung up on.
How dare they?
You get used to it.
Yeah, right?
This was a story that I looked at for a second, and then I was not going to bring it in. Then I watched the news report, and I thought,
this needs to go on the
I
air.
I have to bring it in.
All right.
It's a story out of Nashville, Tennessee, and apparently the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency report that there is a lot of evidence that cougars and alligators are expanding into Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Two animals that they didn't really have before.
Right.
That are now working their way into Tennessee.
They don't want to be in Florida anymore, and who can blame them?
Right. I wouldn't blame them either. Tennessee's nice.
Yeah, much nicer by comparison.
Why not? This reporter, though, this is a news report, and he improvs a
bit. Uh-oh.
And it's fascinating.
Okay. All right, TWRA says there is evidence cougars, alligators, and bears are expanding territories into the volunteer state. While these animals do not cause an immediate threat, wildlife experts are keeping a close eye. If male and female are both in the right place at the right time, magic can happen. And Tennessee's landscape can support.
Now, hold on. So his co-host is starting to laugh now because magic can happen.
Right.
Is a strange talk about the birds and the bees that weren't included in the story.
Especially about bears and cougars, oh my. Right?
Magic can happen.
Magic can happen, baby.
Can support these populations.
Populations could expand, and bears will probably be the first one we see in Middle Tennessee.
They come back, they're laughing.
You're going to learn about that in school, huh? Yeah. Sorry. Currently, bears, alligators, and cougars are protected by state laws in Tennessee.
Magic can happen.
She's laughing about cougars, too.
Magic can happen.
I don't want to watch magic between any of those animals.
Why would
really?
He describe it that way as well? Why does he take a story where there's animals going into Tennessee and he starts talking about them banging?
Because it's hot.
Magic can happen.
I love it so much.
We have $5,500.
Come on.
To give away for our 1 second of nonstop rock. Why are you the only one clapping?
Well, they were clapping at the end of the song.
So okay, good.
I'd keep it going.
Excellent. So we're going to play a 1 second clip like we have before. And if you're caller 13-818-955-KLOS, you can tell us the song title and the artist. You will have $5,500.
That is bananas. All right, here is the clip in question. If you think you know what it is, 818-955-KLOS, good luck unto you.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $5,500, who's this?
This is Mike from Huntington Beach.
Mike from Huntington Beach, your caller 13.
Oh, yes.
Mm. So you think you know it?
Don't say yet.
Think I know it.
All right. If you're correct, you will win $5,500.
Nice. You guys have no idea how much I need this right now.
Oh, nice. Well, good luck. We're counting on you. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Here is the clip. What do you think that is?
Okay. I'm going to go with Sweet. Love is like oxygen.
I'm very sorry. That is incorrect.
I can send you $5 in the mail if that helps.
No, you know what? That's not going to help.
Damn it. I'm sorry, man.
Hey, call back next hour. Oh, well. Call back next hour when it's $6,000.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll listen to it some more.
And all thanks for mentioning Sweet Love is Like Oxygen, one of my all-time favorite songs.
I love that. Hopefully the next guy gets it, and I pray for the guy.
No, oh, nice. That's nice.
Nice.
This is our encore. Imagine the whole show is what Corey Taylor posted on Instagram just
quite
yesterday.
An encore.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people on stage with flamethrowers and sword swallowers, mm-hmm. and it looks amazing. And he said more dates coming soon.
Swords that are on fire yeah. that they swallow. I'm not positive how they do that, but I want to see it.
Corey Taylor there and Samantha's gone, and he's promising dates. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Shows, yes, live events.
It's wow, really
it's
great.
Bloody time.
Let's play one of our favorite songs. Okay. This is Foo Fighters.
We're going to play that in just a minute.
Oh, okay.
We're going to play the Rob Zombie cover of Casey and the Sunshine Band a little bit here. I'm Your Boogeyman.
Yeah, this is a weird cover.
Oh, it's a weird cover, all right. I love it. I love anything Rob Zombie does.
This is a straight disco song.
Yep.
The way they did it. Not
Couldn't
him.
Have been more disco originally. Yeah. Rob Zombie got a hold of it a few years ago.
It's so weird.
And it's a great video as well.
Yeah, I don't love that version of it.
Not necessarily, but
it's so weird.
Yeah.
I love that's weird.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you need to see the video, Rob Zombie.
Yeah,
I'm Your Boogeyman if you've never seen it.
Yeah.
Amazing. But yeah, so the Foo Fighters rolled out that BBC You Should Be Dancing not too long ago, played that live on the BBC.
And apparently they're going to put out an album for Record Day.
Right.
And I think it's only going to be on vinyl. Oh. I think that's what I saw.
That would be so cool. That's
and
perfect.
It's Foo Fighters doing BG covers, plural.
That's really weird. They must kind of tried it out on the BBC and see how it flew.
Hey,
and
that worked well.
Like, yeah, that's actually pretty fun.
Put something out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like,
it's so bizarre.
What are your favorite covers? What are weird covers?
What are your favorite weird covers by rock bands?
And you were surprised they covered it. 818-955-KLOS. Give us a call. Tell us your all-time favorite covers. 818-955-KLOS.
95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Now, imagine a whole album full of those from the Bee Gees, the Foo Fighters are covering. That's just weird.
That is a super weird cover idea,
yeah.
one. And yeah. I think they're putting out an album of 4 or 5 songs.
That's awesome. On Record Store Day.
Yep.
That's very cool. So, favorite cover songs. Yeah, I always like it when someone is surprising some weird cover.
Do you have one, sir?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, my favorite cover song is Black Betty by Spider Bass.
Spider
Bass. The original one was done by Ram Jam.
Yeah. Someone else covered that not too long ago, too.
Who else covered that song?
Yeah, there was
someone
else. Thinking.
I saw another cover of... Oh, sorry.
Black Betty,
another cover of Blitzkrieg Bop.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS if you have any. I got a weird and surprising cover for you, Kevin.
Yes.
Tori Amos doing that one, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
That was an odd cover.
It really was, just stripped down to the piano.
I really like it when people do their own version
Completely
of it, too.
Completely different, yeah.
Yeah.
And Devo did, you know, I can't get no, you gotta say it properly.
Okay.
That's how you pronounce it. I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Mick actually loved it. Yeah, Mick Jagger was like, that's a really
good cover. You always wonder what the bands think of the covers,
right?
Especially if they're terrible.
Right, yeah.
Let's take some phone calls. You like a weird cover song? What is it?
Stand By Me, Pennywise.
Blah, 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 blah. What?
What? By Pennywise?
Yeah.
By Me, Pennywise.
Stand By Me.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
By
nice.
Pennywise. Good.
Awesome. Thank you.
I like that. Hi, KLOS. You have a favorite cover song?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy.
The weirder, the better. Yeah. Go ahead.
Never saw Guns N' Roses doing Live and Let Die. You know, that song sounds like it could make some money. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a surprise when that first showed up.
That was super weird.
That was sort of odd.
I liked it.
Do you like the original better or GNR's version?
Yeah, definitely. Paul McCartney's version is the original. It's better.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Got a favorite cover song?
Hey, I got one for you.
Yes.
It's Metallica, Whiskey in the Jar.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good cover.
That is a good cover.
That is a very good cover. Who are you?
My name's Danny, man. And
Danny, do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
All right, I'm going to push play. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm starting to think people don't want this money we have to give away.
We do have our 1 second of nonstop
rock
coming up next between now and five.
Nobody's won it in so long. We've played it so many times. Maybe we should just stop, you know?
It's up to $6,000.
Nobody wants that. You don't need that kind of money. It's chump change.
I would like to disagree with you as we've taken 50 calls in the last 10 minutes.
Asking them, hey, can we play that contest?
Can we play the contest? We'll tell you when to call for that.
Very soon. But what were you telling me about?
This is a hilarious story out of Saskatoon.
Sure.
In Canada. Police were called to the 1900 block of 102nd Street at 7 p.m. this past Tuesday after somebody was mowing their lawn and saw a couple having sex on their lawn. So the guy that was mowing the lawn,
right,
the couple was on his lawn having sex, which is shocking.
Why would you call the police? Just mow them down.
So
literally.
What do you think they did, the couple that was having sex when they got caught?
When they got caught, laughed.
Laughed.
Didn't care.
Maybe walked away, ran away.
Yeah.
No, right? They stopped and they started throwing rocks at the person who called the police.
We were busy.
Yes.
How dare you?
Why would you interrupt us?
Oh.
Throwing rocks at him.
Maybe it's that guy, that kid you used to
Robbie
throw rocks
Joyner.
At. Yeah, he's getting back at life in general.
$6,000.
Come on, win.
$6,000.
Gotta win now.
$6,000.
I'm gonna give away $6,000
for our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Nonstop rock.
Stu, you've created a really hard one here.
You'll never get it. You'll never get it, you listeners.
That's what goes on behind the scenes here when we create these little clips for you. All right, so give it a good listen. 818-955-KLOS. If you can be caller 13, tell us who it is and what it is. Boom.
$6,000.
From KLOS. Here's the clip. What do you think that is? I think I'm going to marry that song.
Can you marry a song?
Yeah, I think I can.
Okay.
I'm going to live with it for a while, and then we'll get married. And
that's a beautiful story.
Thank you.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $6,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric, you're caller 13.
Oh, wow.
Do you think you know
Calm down, Eric!
Don't tell us now, but do you think you know it?
I have a guess.
Okay.
All right.
Well, if the guess is correct, you'll win $6,000.
That would be it.
If your guess is wrong, you will be building the pot for somebody later.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's going to be severely punished.
Oh, that too. That goes without saying.
All right, Eric, here is the clip. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and that $6,000 is yours. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here it is. What do you think that is?
Is it A Long Way to the Top by AC/DC?
It is not.
It's A Long Way to the Top. If you want to rock and roll. Yeah, sorry, Eric.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thanks for trying.
Tomorrow, between 3 and 4, $6,500.
Wow. So, you know, Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit was inspired by the teen deodorant Teen Spirit back
right.
in the day.
Right.
I always wondered if No More Tears There was inspired by the baby shampoo.
Shampoo?
Yeah. I'm sure it wasn't, but I can see Ozzy in his bath looking over.
Sure.
Oh, all right. Song, Bob.
No More Tears.
Sharon! I gotta write a song!
So we just got into a Flex Alert. You know what that is? Flex Alert?
No. Describe in great detail. I think I know.
It's the worst heat wave so far in 2021, and officials are calling on residents to reduce electricity to that they use to reduce the strain on the state's power grid.
Oh, right.
If they don't do that enough, there's going to be rolling blackouts.
Well, so you'll just extortion, basically.
It does feel like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it tastes like it, yeah.
And I can't figure out why it says during the day you're good, but this Flex Alert is from 5 to 10 p.m. Well, I guess from now till 10 p.m.
Most people are home by then, I guess, or getting home, and so they turn down the air all the way and still do dishes. And,
maybe. I think it might have something to do with solar heat, too, which can help provide power, and then when it gets dark, it doesn't really...
Oh, yeah, there's those commercials running that have been saying that, like, wind power and stuff actually decreases at certain times of the day,
yes.
So they don't have as much of-the-moment energy.
So they're warning that rolling blackouts may take place if demand for power outstrips supply. They say before 5 p.m., so that's...
We're already too late.
Yeah. Damn it. Pre-cool your home by lowering the thermostat. Mm. Like, they're... I would have thought it was... backwards, like during the day.
Yeah,
don't use it so much.
Yeah, when the heat is on. But I guess it's
maybe
pretty warm
people
now.
Are leaving their homes.
Oh yeah,
something.
You gotta leave it for a certain for the animals and the old people that you're leaving. Home
I mean,
or whatever,
I turn mine off during the day, but I'm gonna get home at 7, and that's gonna be like I'm supposed to not be using electricity.
And if these blackouts do happen, KTLA was actually asking, like, what would you do? What are you gonna do? And one of our listeners, Mike, said that he is hoping for a car chase to watch on his phone, and he's gonna throw back a bunch of booze while listening to this little station.
I like it.
Yeah,
that's a good choice.
Yeah,
they say you're supposed to set your thermostat to 78 degrees or higher if health permits.
Right.
78's pretty hot.
That's very warm.
Yes, it is. Avoid the use of major appliances like dishwashers and washing machines.
Right.
Turn off all unnecessary lights. Does that really make a difference?
It can't be that much.
I don't think so. Use fans for cooling and unplug unused items.
It kind of
sounds
like
what we're supposed to be doing between now and 10 p.m.
Sounds sort of like your dad. Turn off that light.
It does.
You're not going to use that. You're not even in that room.
The utilities are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the worst. So anyway, that's what we're supposed to be doing right now. Good times.
Yeah, but it does say make sure you leave your radio on because it uses almost no electricity and it's important.
I can't find that here, but
oh,
yes.
Yeah,
yes, I'm sure.
The cover of White Room, Apocalyptica, pretending to be Cream. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I've made a lot of fun of you.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, have you?
Especially since I found out that you used to read a dictionary when you were a kid.
I'd throw it open and look for the naughty words. And then, if they had the naughty words, then I'd point them out to my friends and go, ah, ha, ha, ha.
See what it says here?
Yeah. And then I started kind of reading it more for real. And you know what? I just saw this today.
No,
weird you would say that.
You can't read it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not a reading thing where it's like a beginning, middle, and end.
Look, I know reading is for losers.
Right.
But, yeah, I would just find a word that I didn't know or I'd hear someone say all the time. And I just saw this today. Kevin Murphy.
You have so much of a better vocabulary than I do as well, though.
But you were an English major.
Yeah, so what?
Well, I mean, you know, I think you probably could dig it out of there. It's got to be in there somewhere hiding.
Maybe.
Kevin Murphy of Mystery Science Theater 3000, Tom Servo, said, and this is really weird, just happened to like this today, shout out to all the weirdos who spent their childhood randomly reading dictionaries and other reference books for fun. I was like, yeah, Tom Servo's on my
side. Somebody
sees
me. That's so weird.
Yeah, but you know, if I found, there were certain key words, like the dread F word or the dread S word.
Sure.
If they were in a dictionary, then I was on board. I'm like, okay, this dictionary doesn't suck. I'll read it some more.
So you thought because you found those words, the rest of it must be good, too?
Yeah, there'd probably be some interesting naughty things that I didn't know about I could find.
Did you find naughty things?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You'd find, you know, every weird word that, you know, got used by the adults that I didn't understand. And I'd be like, okay, now I understand. I still don't know exactly what they're doing. I have a better idea. And that's kind of fun.
So people did make fun of you? Or did you tell them that when you were a kid? Because I would guess that wouldn't go over well with your classmates.
That's true, but I would win them over by pointing out that fart was in this particular dictionary. Look, fart, passing of wind. And they would get a good laugh, and then, you know.
You'd slip out the back.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, what are you reading that dictionary for, nerd? I mean, look, fart's in here. Oh, fart!
That would turn them all?
Yeah, sort of worked.
Wow, fantastic. All right, so we're going to take calls from you if people think or thought you're a weirdo.
Right, and why?
Because, fill in the blank.
Yeah, looking for weird reasons people thought you're a weirdo.
Why did people think you were a weirdo?
Why do people think you're a weirdo besides your job, young Kevin?
Because I can't do my job. I would guess. I'm very poor at it.
Went into radio and can't communicate. I'm really actually lucky I get through a single sentence. I don't know if you've noticed.
Please. That's my specialty.
No, it's mine.
Stay in your lane.
Let's fight about it. See, and screw up the most.
So 818-955-KLOS. People think you're weird because?
We want to know.
Fill in the blank. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about people thought you were weird. Sluggo read the dictionary as a kid.
Loved it.
And I loved it.
Came across the word cunnilingus in the dictionary. I was a happy kid. I'm like, oh. Well,
so we're taking some phone calls at 818-955-KLOS. People thought you were weird because?
Because I was born without a belly button.
Really?
How does that work?
I had this problem when I was born called gastroschisis, like 1 in 100 or something.
Right.
And they... Basically, it's intestines born on the outside, and when they put them back in, they sewed up my belly button, and I don't have a belly button.
Wow, that's funky. Did you pretend awesome. As a kid that you were an alien? Because I would have made full use of that, I think.
I did a little bit of that, and I don't know. It was just kind of weird. It was more hurtful, I guess, kids used to pick on me a little bit. But
yeah, I would think. It's got to be rough. Like, you can't go swimming because kids are so nice. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing about kids. They love things that are different than them.
Hey, point that out!
Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Very interesting. I've never heard that before.
KLOS, people thought you were a weirdo because...
I was a weirdo because I was the only fat kid in a school full of skinny kids.
Oh, that would be
annoying. How are you the only fat kid?
I grew up in the mountains. Everybody was really active, and I was the only kid that was bigger.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah, that is.
That is rough.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi. Is this Kevin and Sluggo?
It is, yes.
Oh, my goodness. oh, my God. I'm a huge fan of you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Go to hell, Sluggo!
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness. I wasn't even expecting this.
Did people think that you were weird because of something?
Probably
because
you like this show, for one thing.
Yes, absolutely. That's one. I was weird because I was...
He hung up.
Hello?
They got to him. I'm not sure who they is.
Hello?
Wow.
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, there
yes,
you are. We came back. Found you.
I'm so sorry.
And off
you. So for being young, I'm 22, so a lot of kids thought I was really weird for listening to classic rock and you know, being into deep tracks and stuff.
Right.
And,
I can see that.
Being who I am. Yeah. I was an outcast.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, if you notice, though, I should think a lot of, especially if you know any younger kids, they're totally into rock now. It's like a big thing.
It is changing. It is changing, thank goodness.
Right on. Well, thanks for calling, weirdo.
Yeah, thank you.
We love you. Keep listening.
I did put my name into KLOS, actually, to do some content creation, and I sent you a message, Kevin, on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
You did?
No, I didn't really, but I'll check.
Oh, I totally believe that. I was believing it.
I will check, though.
Right, we will check it out. Thank you for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, you are a weirdo because?
I am a weirdo because I am 55 years old. I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons still to this day for 44 years. Uh-huh. I still wear members-only jackets, and I collect medieval armor and weaponry. The inside of my house looks like the British Museum.
Wow! Right on. Well, I think that's good. You stand up for your right to do that.
To be weird.
Something deal.
You're firing on all cylinders, though, so.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Yeah.
I'm not weird. I'm just madly eccentric.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS. If you are a weirdo for some reason.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. When you're a kid, if somebody's different, you think they're weird.
Yeah.
As I've become an adult, though, I think weird people make the world go round.
Absolutely.
Everybody else is pretty dull.
Yeah. Nothing weirdos, surprising.
Yep. Right. And weirdos are the spice of life.
Hell yeah.
I love it. Yep. So we're taking phone calls of people thought you were weird because, and you've been holding on for a long time. Hello?
Hello? Oh, sorry.
No worries.
Yeah, I was weird in high school. We had this talent show in class, and I drank water through my nose.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
That's fantastic.
And then the next kid would come up and do their talent show thing, and the teacher's like, wow, that was cool. But can you drink water through your nose?
Can you drink alcohol through your nose now as an adult?
Man, we went to a high school party, and they're like, hey, you got to do a shot through your nose. So, of course, I did. Burn like hell.
Of course it does.
Right on. Thanks for calling in. Hi, KLOS. You are a weirdo. Why is this?
Yes, I am a weirdo.
All right. How come?
You're a creep. You're a weirdo. You don't belong here.
Yeah, I am a creep and a weirdo. I don't have a cell phone. People don't like it.
I don't have a cell phone. That is weird.
Good for you.
And I'm 50.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
You never had one?
Never had one. I ain't buying into it.
Nice.
I think it's going to be a thing, though.
You think it's going to take off?
Phones, yes.
I didn't have a bank account or an ATM card way into my mid-20s, late 20s.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, something like that.
You and me both.
Yeah, right on, man. All right, thanks for calling in. Hi, KLOS. Why are you a weirdo?
Hi. People think I'm weird because of the way I eat my French fries.
How you eat them?
How could you possibly eat French fries that people think is weird? You put them up your nose?
I'm generally not anymore. Okay. I'm generally not a French fry fan, so if I'm going to eat them, I only like the starchy, mushy part, so I hold the two ends and bite down in the middle, and by the time I'm done with my meal, there's like a macabre pile of French fry crispy ends.
Did you say macabre pile? Oh my God, I love you. You're the best human on the planet.
I love you too.
That is awesome.
You rule. Thank you for calling.
Hi, KLOS. Why are you a weirdo?
Well, when I was a kid, kids would make fun of me because I had two different colored eyes. One blue and one green and dark, dark brown hair.
I think that's super interesting. Did it become interesting to people as you got into your 20s?
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, yeah. They are like, you have the most beautiful eyes. I'm like, I did that then, too.
Kids are so weird, aren't they? They just don't get it. Yet another one from Greta Van Fleet. That is Built by Nations on KLOS.
A top floor tenant, neighbor from hell. John Cameron, fourth floor.
Yeah.
Claimed he was scared of flushing his toilet.
Oh, no.
And was choosing to...
not.
What? Fill in the blank.
I would assume not flush it until it totally filled up and was all over the floor and down the walls and...
Right. Worse.
Yeah. Okay. In the bathtub. Decided to fill up
worse.
The bathtub. Oh, man. In the kitchen. On the floor.
Worse.
Oh, man. I give up. What did he do?
He threw a mountain of soiled toilet paper out of his window.
Ah!
Onto the street where there were people.
Ah!
How do you get to that point?
Wait, so he can use it for number one and number two, but not for the cleaning up thereafter?
Correct.
That's ridiculous.
Correct. So it says he threw a, quote, mountain of toilet paper out his window.
Oh.
The sheriff was told that the specialist equipment that they had to clean it up cost $3,000.
Well, it deserves to. Charge him.
One of the police officers said at 4:30, police observed him throwing three white items out of his window onto the street below.
Whitish.
What?
Some
not
white.
Fully white.
Yeah. It was white.
Due to the time of night, several members of the public were walking directly below.
Oh, man, that is a neighbor from hell.
And there was a near constant stream of traffic on the road.
Oh. You get someone killed doing that, like running from what's landing.
It said he tells me that issues with his toilet was prone to flooding, so that's why he decided to do it. But
what
there are other ways
person.
Of handling that.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Gotta get it fixed.
One of the neighbors said very clearly he's not suffering from any mental disorder, which would have been my first thought.
I severely disagree. He clearly is.
The explanation that was given was that his toilet was blocked.
Nope.
He realized that there had been pedestrians walking in the street, and it would have been particularly unpleasant if some had landed on anybody.
Unless they're into that sort of thing.
And then neighbors told police they'd seen him doing the same thing at his flat for more than 12 months before.
Oh, come on, man. So, maybe, let me ask you a question. Is there any possibility he's from Switzerland? Because here's a weird thing for you. In Switzerland, I don't know if it's changed. I was there in the 90s out in the middle of nowhere. It's beautiful. But my friend who picked me up at the train station asked, did you notice you're not allowed to use the bathroom on the train while it's in motion? I'm like, yeah.
Why?
When it comes, because it doesn't flush anywhere. there's no tank or anything.
Oh,
when you use the bathroom on the train in Switzerland,
it just stays there?
It goes out onto the track.
Oh.
It goes outside. It just drops out. And she goes, yeah, if you look carefully around the railroad tracks, you'll see toilet paper and what have you. In Switzerland!
No!
You're in the most beautiful, pristine place in the world, but they can't bother with having a tank for the toilets. On the train.
That is unpleasant.
So when you get into the station, you can't because it'd just be pouring out there at the station. And isn't that insane?
I don't love it.
So I'm guessing that guy might have been Swiss.
That's possible.
He was
in Scotland, but...
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's really close.
Not good. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is it for Sluggo and I.
Yeah! Tomorrow, party!
Tomorrow is Friday.
Yep.
And tomorrow's 1 second of nonstop rock is worth $6,500.
Now, if you win that...
Magic can happen.
It's true. Even if you don't, tomorrow magic can happen.
I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz. I'll see you tomorrow, dude.
See ya.
It was on this day in rock in 1965 when the Kinks and the Moody Blues made their U.S. concert debut at the Academy of Music in New York City. It was on this day in rock in 1980 when Led Zeppelin began their last tour with a concert in Dortmund, Germany. It was on this day in rock in 1987 when a real estate agent in Florida sued Motley Crue claiming hearing loss after a show that had happened 2 years earlier. The insurance company ended up giving her $30,000 on a case settled out of court.